This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
So you got all that?
Yes.
Good. Just throw that in there somewhere. Doc's crushed this morning, but he's doing this interview.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I'm interviewing Doc Kennedy, who is living his dream by film...
Is it of filmmaking?
No, it's by filmmaking.
By filmmaking. He's living his dream by films.
Yes, by making films and encouraging others to pursue their dreams through podcasting. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Hi, Joe. Good to talk with you.
Yeah.
How's your day going?
I'm sorry? Oh.
How are things, man?
Things are going really, really well. Show's doing really great, and it's a constant stream of busy.
That's awesome.
How about for you?
It's a good busy, man. The podcast is going great. Dream Warriors is going good, and doing lots of video work and just working towards the dream, you know, keeping things happy, and that's the way we like it.
Yeah, definitely got to keep moving forward. So let's get started by giving some background about yourself.
So I'm 33, live in Tacoma, Washington, born in Montana, lived in Washington most of my life, moved over here from Eastern Washington and do video production and podcasting.
What does filmmaking mean to you?
Well, since I was a little guy, I've been enamored with motion picture, and it still blows my mind. I'll look at a movie and it just amazes me that you're able to take somebody and watch them actually do whatever they're doing. They're moving in the frame. I have a hard time doing stills because it doesn't make sense to me to stop that one moment in time when I could capture a whole movement of time. I've just always been really encaptured by that. And I didn't have any background in film when I started, but I moved to Tacoma about 5 years ago. I was doing stand-up comedy. Wanted to try that to get into movies somehow. I ended up going to a church that had a big video production department and started volunteering with them. And I just started learning as much as I could. I put in a lot of volunteer time and eventually worked my way on to getting hired. And so it's just been an awesome ride of learning this stuff and how to use it and how to tell stories. I think that's probably my favorite aspect, is being able to use motion picture to tell a story, tell a good story.
So what would you say that podcasting means to you and helping people pursue their dreams?
So when I was about 25 or so, I met a bunch of guys that really helped take me to another level. My dream had sort of been crushed coming out of school, and I really didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I wanted to do something exciting and this was something that I really wanted to do, but I had a lot of people telling me that it probably wasn't going to happen. And, I had a school counselor actually when I was in high school, had a sit down with me and my mom, and she said, I might as well go to work at the local mill because that's all I was going to end up doing, you know? And so I had a lot of stuff like that where I don't blame that lady for that, but you know, there was stuff that you hear that it can be damaging to a person, you know, and just crushing. So it's always important that we're speaking life into people, because even joking, I'm a pretty sarcastic person. I got to be careful because my sarcasm, I think it's funny. Somebody might not receive it as funny, and they might receive my sarcastic joke, which is a little twist of a truth. They could take that as full truth and just be taking it the wrong way, you know, and we don't want to be doing that to others. We want to be uplifting and encouraging. So met these guys, and they really helped revamp my dream. I felt like my dream was on life support. I didn't even know it was still alive, to be honest, but I felt like it was on life support, and they came along and got me back up and going. So they really encouraged me to jump into, at that time we were listening to CDs and John Maxwell and guys like that. And I learned with them the value of learning of learning leadership and being encouraged through audio. A few years ago, one of the guys I work with, he turned me on to 48 Days podcast. That was the first time I'd ever heard of a podcast in that format. I'd been listening to CDs in the past, but that was the first time I'd heard a podcast. And I listened to podcasts for the last few years. I've loved it. And really, for me, this is just a great way to be able to encourage people and try to be a blessing to others. And it's really neat for me to be able to be a part of this really cool thing that people are able to just reach out for free and grab stuff and be encouraged. And so it's pretty cool. See where I've come from in learning what I did and growing the way that I did. And then now to be, I always hate the phrase giving back, but being a part of that.
So what would you say inspires you?
I'm inspired by a number of things. My faith is very important to me. And that's sort of my, with the podcast, definitely that's inspiring to me to be able to reach out like Jesus did and just try to be a blessing to others. As far as film goes, watching movies and different scenes and stuff like that, that's always been the big motivator, I guess, to see if I could pull off something like that, you know, and it gets me pretty giddy. I think it's always people, though. I'm always, my motivator is always people, because really, and I say this a lot, that our dreams are not about us, it's about those around us. And so it's always trying to think, take my eyes off myself and think of those around me.
How did your dream of becoming a filmmaker come about?
You know, the dream of filmmaking, I'd had between ages, let's say 18 and 32, I had over 30 jobs, or at least 30 jobs. I'd gone out and I tried a lot of stuff, and it was just moving on to the next thing, just trying to find something that I wanted to do. You know, it's a sort of a stinky feeling when you go to work and you really don't want to be there. And I had this, this is a little bit off topic, but I had this experience a few years ago. This was after I had started doing video production on a small scale. I was learning a lot, and I had the opportunity to go to work for the post office. I was making about $25 an hour, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to be able to save up some money real quick, get some gear, and, you know, maybe be able to, who knows, you know, get a new car, buy a house, whatever. Since I'm single, you know, I'm thinking ahead like that. And I went to work there, and it was one of the most miserable times that I'd had. I know it's a good job for a lot of people, and a lot of people would be very appreciative of it. I was appreciative. But every day that I went to work was worse than the day before. And this trend was not going to stop. And I knew it. And I'd gotten to a point in my life where I would be willing to stick out something because I'd made a commitment to that. But it just felt like it was just getting worse and worse. And, you know, $25 an hour, who wants to throw that away? Well, I did. So I was there about a month. And that was enough for me. The checks were nice, but it wasn't worth it. So I went back to a job where I was parking cars for minimum wage plus tips. So I took that job and I really dove into learning video production. So for me, that was a turning point where I discovered money isn't everything, and the work that I do has to have meaning to some degree. So if I did have a family, if I'd have had a wife and kids, I do believe that the postal job could have been different for me. But it was a time in my life where I was able to make a change, and I'm thankful for that, and really get serious about what I wanted to do. I know that doesn't really answer the question, but...
Well,
you can record a question and throw it in there.
Well, how was all that received by your family?
That's a good question. So they were actually pretty supportive of it. They've been very supportive. At first, you know, you throw out these ideas that I'm going to move to the city and I'm going to take on stand-up comedy. And I think at that point in my life, my family was just like, well, at least you're doing something, you know, get out of town. You know, I come from a small town and there wasn't going to be a ton of opportunity there. And I, being single, hey, why not? So I had some opportunity in the Tacoma, Seattle area, and I took it. They've been supportive on that. And really, to be honest with you, they've been supportive of me through the whole run there. And that's really meant a lot to me. It's neat to be able to call my mom, dad, call my sister, and have them be encouraging and uplifting.
So how was it received by your family when you told them you were going to start a podcast?
Well, I think it sort of started with, what's a podcast? But man, they've been some of my biggest fans. It's been really neat. They tune in a lot and they share it with their friends. They love telling people what's going on there. And that's been really neat too. It's always nice when you feel like you're doing something that's not only uplifting and encouraging to others, but it's something to be proud of.
So what steps did you take specifically when you decided that you wanted to go and become a filmmaker? Like, you left your job of being a postal worker and decided that, you know, minimum wage, and I'm just going to dive deep into film editing.
So I was volunteering at the church that I'm part of, and I started volunteering 20 plus hours a week. And for me, that was helping out on shoots, learning editing, just watching the other guys as they work. And I still do this. I'm not going to ever quit that. We should always be a student of what we're doing. So I just kept learning and getting to a point where, okay, now I can direct. Or the church does live production for all the services. So we broadcast live all of our services. We have four camera ops, and we're able to broadcast around the world. So I went from hitting a start button on the webcast, which was literally hitting one button and just making sure that it played, and worked my way up to director within a couple of years. And I was pretty proud of that, because I walked in there not knowing a dang thing. So I took a lot of time and really just wanted to learn that. And then from being able to have the skills in live production, which wasn't my dream, but it's something that I can definitely be proud of and put on my resume, able to take those skills and then transfer them to doing video production, learning that and learning editing. And I still got a long ways to go when it comes to editing, especially. I've only dabbled in After Effects, so I've got a long ways to go, but I'm excited about it. Go out and shoot stuff, and if you're willing to put in the time and learn and just make it somewhat of a priority. You know, you got to have your priorities in check. But, you know, just instead of watching an hour of TV here, you know, go watch some YouTube training videos. Go learn something. Go to the library. I go to the library and get books on it, you know. Makes sense. So it's just a matter of using our time wisely.
So what steps did you take to get started once you decide you wanted to start a podcast?
It was the same thing. So I already knew how to get myself, you know, for a lot of the editing that I've learned. I learned that just by Googling the question. I have this thought in my head that I don't want to waste the time of those that I'm working with. So if I know I can find the answer without disrupting our flow, I'm going to do that. So I've become pretty good at finding the answers to the questions that I have. And then that frees up more time for the hands-on questions that I have with with the guys that I work with, and we can use that time more wisely. So I used that same approach when it came to starting a podcast. Training videos, for me, I can't get enough of them. And I definitely recommend Cliff Ravenscraft's How To on Starting a Podcast and Pat Flynn's. The combination of the two, with Cliff, I had the same gear set up that he does. And with Pat, his stuff on setting up the whole flow made sense. So I combined the two and it made sense for me. And that was really how I got going. At some point, you know, I think I'd been dragging my feet just a little bit, and I just decided I got to start recording. And that was when things really took off. But I didn't come up with this concept until a few months ago. So that, you know, it wasn't like I'd been really dragging my feet, but between the time of concept and time of launch, I think there was a month in there where I probably could have been maybe a month ahead. But it's been a good run.
Yeah, it has. I mean, you have quite a bit of downloads and quite a bit of following as well.
Yeah, and it's a blast. I love interacting with people, hearing what other people's dreams are, being able to help in whatever way I can, and encouraging others to encourage others.
What roadblocks have you hit along the way between your podcasting and your filmmaking?
You know, I think there's plenty of times where if I was younger, I probably would have quit. You know, I think there's plenty of excuses if we want to. We could just say, hey, this isn't, you know, I'm not getting as many downloads as I want, or things aren't just working out, I'm bored with it, whatever, and just say, hey, I'm done. But, you know, I made a commitment with this. In my opening episode, I made a commitment of 100 episodes, and I'm going to stick to that because giving my word means something to me. So that's good for me. Putting myself in a corner is always good for me. And then recently, I changed up the look of the podcast and really put myself out there because I feel like I was kind of hiding behind the scenes a little bit, not really feeling like I could really lead. But at some point I just had to say, okay, I trust God gave me this dream and he chose me to lead it. So no matter who comes, how many, you know, if it's a million, if it's one, it's my responsibility to lead. So I've really made an effort to put myself more out there, put my dream out there. What I'm doing daily to help make my filmmaking career become more of a reality, and trying to encourage others in what they're doing and making it a lot more personable.
Well, I mean, you kind of answered the question of how you overcame those roadblocks.
I'm not going to stick on a roadblock. I get knocked down, I'm going to just get back up. I don't like to stay down. You know, I want to get back up and just keep going. That's all we can do, really, is just dust off and keep going. The other option is to just stay down or quit, and I'm not going to do that.
So has there been any disappointments with your dream along the way?
Oh, yeah. There's been tons of disappointments, but that's just part of the deal. I would say before age 25, I didn't really have much challenge because I wasn't doing anything too productive with my life. So everything was pretty easy. Once I decided to actually do something with my life, then the challenges came. So it's expected. I don't think anything worthwhile isn't going to come without challenge. So I'm totally fine with that. Makes me feel like I'm being productive, to be honest with you. If there wasn't any challenges coming, then I'd feel like maybe I'm slacking a little bit.
If you could get mentored by anyone living or deceased that would mentor you for an afternoon, who would it be?
Well, for me, you know, it's always going to come down to Jesus. I think that would have just been amazing to be able to be there and pick his brain just on love. I'm very aggressive. So, you know, I'm not very aggressive, but I sort of have a little bit of an aggressive mentality. And anything that I can pick up on helping me love others is going to be beneficial. And also, just talking to Jesus about what's really important in life and helping me gain a clearer focus of what's most important in life.
So could you share a favorite memory?
I'll give you a recent one. So I've been a pretty big Seahawks fan most of my life, and this goes back to the early 90s. And I tell people, if you weren't a Hawks fan during the 90s, then you're not a Hawks fan. I guess those were some brutal years. Obviously won the Super Bowl this last year. I got to watch the Super Bowl with some great friends. We watched it here in Tacoma. After the game, we went downtown Seattle, and the celebrating was unreal. I still get chills just thinking about it. It was so awesome. And actually, when you look on Dream Warrior site and my image there, that picture was taken downtown Seattle during the Seahawks Super Bowl celebration after the game, same night. It's one of those things that you get one shot at. You know, we're never going to have another first Super Bowl win. There'll be a second and third, but they'll never be that first one. And it was just really neat for me to be a part of that. The Seahawks used to train in Eastern Washington. So when I was young, I would go out there for training camp. And this was back early 2000s, late 90s. So I spent a lot of time with them. And it was just really neat to be able to be a part of something that special. But what made it special was the people that I got to spend it with.
So what do your dreams for the future look like?
My dreams for the future are to continue growing in what I'm doing. Like I said, you know, having a focus of what's important in life and continually trying to keep myself in check with what's important in life. I think it's easy to put our dreams way too far out there or too high on a pedestal at times. People are always most important, and we can't forget that. So other dreams that I have, you know, is to the typical stuff, wife, kids, home. I'm just excited about each day. You know, each day has something different, and each day I'm doing something different. This week I get to shoot a variety of different things, and I get to start editing a video that I've been shooting, and I'm excited about that. Get to be on this show, which is awesome. You know, I've been looking forward to that all weekend, and then editing some podcasts that'll air this week and next week. And so I definitely got plenty to do, and hopefully plenty of people will be inspired by the work that's being done, and lives will potentially be changed. We'll just see what happens. But yeah, that's where I see things, you know, and eventually my long-term goal for my work is to be able to do feature films. But, you know, right now what I'm doing, I'm loving what I'm doing, and I'm very, very thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on your show, and it's a great show, and I think everyone should go listen to it. It's The Dream Warriors, and it's a great message. It's funny that we both started right around the same time.
Yeah, it's sort of like the telephone being invented, you know, that is invented across the sea. They didn't know it, but it was invented across the sea about the same time. You know, so I think great thoughts do come at the same time for whatever reason. And it's really cool that you and I have connected and been able to help each other in the way that we have. And I just do want to take a second to just tell you that I really appreciate you, Joe. You've put a lot of time into me and helping me on the tech end and some of the stuff that I don't understand. And honestly, if it wasn't for your encouragement in me with this, I really don't know where I'd be. I might have found some way to get out, you know. But you've been a blessing to me, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Well, I mean, you've been a great help to me as far as, you know, keeping my head straight and down on the ground and not too high up in the air. But I'm really glad that I got to the opportunity to talk to you and to get to know you and make a friend very quickly in my podcasting venture.
I think selfishly, the biggest benefit that or just the biggest thrill that I've had in podcasting has been the people that I've interviewed, getting to know them a little bit, getting to connect and use this tool to, you know, I heard you once say, Joe, that you wanted to honor people with your show. And I've really latched on to that, you know, I had the opportunity to interview an actor recently who said that without social media, he would have never known that anybody ever appreciated his work. And that really showed me, you know, this is just being able to honor people in a great way, keep their stories alive, allow them to share their stories and encourage others. And it's just a great all around benefit for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because unless somebody loves you enough to go put a website together, social media is the next step away from that.
Yeah. And for a lot of people, that's the step. So like this actor, he's got a website, but people don't interact with him on it. So he said within, a couple of hours of setting up his Facebook page, he'd had a bunch of people come on there, and he had no clue anybody cared about any of the work he'd ever done. And it really meant a lot to him. So being able to have him on the show and being able to honor him in that way meant a lot to me, and it meant a lot to him. And hopefully we'll get to work together down the road. That'd be a great thrill for me.
I'm sure. So do you have any last thoughts you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think it's important that we keep things in perspective. We can lose sight of our perspective. There's so much stuff going on around the world that's not fun. There's wars going on, and people are in really tough spots. And we have pretty good opportunity here. It's not a big deal to go after your dream. Don't make it a big deal. Just take the opportunity that's given to you and run with it. Because you don't want to be looking back and saying, what if? And I wish I would have. Just take some chances. It's not a big deal. Go after it. And if you don't, then just be content with that. That this is the life that I've chosen, and so be it. But yeah, I definitely encourage people to just make the most out of life and don't have any what ifs. Just go for it.
So I'd love for you to plug your websites and let people know how they can connect with you.
Okay, thanks. So the website is thedreamwarriors.net, and you can find the Dream Warriors on Facebook as well. And you can find me on Facebook and on Twitter at DocKennedy37. And those are the best ways to get in touch with me. If you'd like to email me, you can shoot an email to DocKennedy37@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you, interact with you, and just see what you got going on, see how we can help each other and maybe provide some encouragement for each other. And, you know, you can never go wrong with connecting with people unless they're a killer. And I guess that might not work out so well.
So, yeah, I'll have all them in the show notes at howtodream.co, and love to have you on the show again in about a year, and we'll follow up on how things have been.
Awesome. Yeah, that'd be great. I'm excited about what's going on and just having the chance to mingle with people and get to know people, and it's a great ride.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely is a great ride with podcasting so far, at least in my experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got a great thing going on, Joe. Just keep it up. You got my favorite aspect of your show is the variety of people that you have on, and not really caring about, you know, if they have 100 followers on Twitter or 1 million. I love that you're bringing in people from all walks of life and just sharing their stories and encouraging people through what they've done, because everybody's got different dreams, different sizes, and you do a great job of making that evident.
Well, thank you. It's not easy, as you know, in podcasting.
yeah, it never is.
But it's definitely worth it, and I hope that it seems to be resonating with quite a few people and growing, and I hope that it continues to.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yep, just keep up the hard work.
Every day.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you very much for coming on the show, Doc. I encourage everyone to go check out Dream Warriors podcast again. I was on, what episode number was I, 20?
I don't remember.
I think it was like 22 or something like that. Nah, it's okay. I think it was in the 20s.
If you go to thedreamers.net and just type in the search bar, Joe Pardo, you'll find it.
All right, well, thanks again for being on the show, Doc. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe. This has been awesome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.